I was born Muslim, and my generation, as long as anybody could remember, were Muslim. I was born in a Muslim country, raised in the Muslim family, the one that really practiced. If the Ramadan is 1 month, my mother would do it 40 days, and they practice everything. I remember the first time I fast, I was 5 years old. So they would all wake up early in the morning, 4 o'clock, to do the prayer, everything. Allah was a powerful thing that created everything and is watching me whatever I do, wherever I do, and one day is gonna be the judgment day. I have to stand in front of Him and answer everything I have done, and He's gonna count the goodness I have done and the evil thing I have done, and I will be punished by it. So I was raised very good Muslim and practice it in the school, everywhere. Very, very strong believer in Islam, that I would die. I would go, because in my country, when war started, I was very young, but I put my name as a volunteer to go there in the first line, even if they would let me. And that much I was believe in system, that was the only truth. And I really would kill and would die for that faith. I was the oldest in the family, always been a leader, very bold and brave, and very persistent on what I believed. I respected what I believed, and that's why that pushed me forward in the Islamic faith, that I reached the point that it was a high level in that faith, that I could see things are happening and they say this is Islam. But then when I got the chance to get into the society and get to know the Islam, it didn't match my heart and the things I believed. So I left my country. I left for so many reasons, and I start searching. I start searching that then who is all these things about? I loved God because I was born and raised in loving Him. But when I saw what they are presenting is my faith, it didn't match me. Like, I could not believe my God would say kill each other or do all those unjust things. I said, this can't be. I will not worship a God like this. I would see my friends, my best friends, my close friends were killed just because they were against. They did not accept this religion. They had different beliefs. They were killed, 15 years, 14 years old. They were mysteriously killed. And I said, if this is what I believe, no. And then I became atheist because people telling me, oh, all those people believe in God because they need something to hang on. Because I thought, maybe they are right, because I do all those things. I go to all those holy places, and I don't feel nothing. I still have that loneliness inside of me and those questions that I can't find any answers, the hunger and the thirst that none of them satisfy me. And probably they're right. Probably it's me who personally is weak, and I'm looking for something to hang on or just blame or see the cause of all this misery, whatever. But then again, I couldn't continue to being that. And then there was a time then I just came to the end of it, and I said, you know, God, I really am tired, so I'm gonna leave everything alone. I left everything alone, and I was really miserable. And one of those rainy days that circumstances really push you, I was just in the street walking, and then very sad, going to the gas station, I saw this guy. He was a street guy, you know, drug addict, and they usually come from. I started talking to him, and then he told me, do you like to dance? I said, sure, I love to dance. And then he told me, you see that church? I said, is that the church? He said, yeah, that's a church. I said, it doesn't look like a church. He said, yeah, it's a church, and they dance all the time. So I went in, and that was a born-again church. Nobody ever introduced that. Like, I was about 12 years searching. No one ever mentioned anything. So this guy, and then I went there, and everybody, it was awesome worship. There's no statue, there was no nothing. It's like a meeting room, and everybody's just dancing and singing, and the pastor came up, no uniform, not none of all those different languages, no candle, and it was awesome. It was awesome, and I felt something because I love dancing. I started dancing and singing, and I felt something. Then I went home, and I was not going to go back, like thinking about what is this new thing. It's a new thing. But the pastor announced they have an evening Wednesday, just a prayer thing for healing or whatever. So Wednesday, I just start thinking, should I go, I should not go, or should I go? And something is stopping me. And I just said, no, I'm going to go see what is in the evening Wednesday, because all I know is Sunday services, right? First time church on evening Wednesday. So that was the second time at about a week later. I just went on my knees and I cried so hard. I said, if you were there, like, what is the truth? I mean, what is the truth? I'm so tired. It's been like all my life up to now, and I don't know what is it. And then I got transformed. It was something supernatural. Like, I couldn't see what's going around me. And I just remember I was pulling my hair, crying, screaming. It was shaking me. It was inside my body. It was my blood moving fast and fire in me. It's just, I was seeing things supernatural. It's so real. I mean, so true. And then that was when I saw the Lord, and he said, I'm the only truth. I'm only truth. This is the only truth. When I opened my eyes, I was just like fainted on the floor, and two ladies holding me, and they were telling me, you're not crazy. We saw him. We felt him. You're not crazy. We felt him. They were shaking. They were worshiping, and they were just holding me. And God mercy covered me that evening. I was in shock for a week myself. What happened? Like, where did I go? What was that? And then after that, life never been the same. I got so heavy attacks. It took 2 years for me to be baptized in the water. But I never feel lonely. I'm never alone. Never, like, inside of me. I always know Holy Spirit is there. It's such a beautiful security I have now. I'm not mentioning that all Jesus Lord bought all my sins. That's a great gift. I mean, that's only, it's enough for me to have joy all day and night and dance and walk and dance. And oh God, he shed his blood for me and for my sins. There was time in my life that I would go stand in front of mirror and I would say, I saw him, I'm not gonna go back. I saw him with my eyes. No matter what happens, I'm not gonna go back. When you don't have the Christ, you are walking in darkness without knowing it. Because when you are in darkness, you get used to it after a while. When you open your eyes, you can see things actually, but you are in darkness. And you never know you are in darkness. And when you receive Jesus, all of a sudden there is a light. It's a freedom. It's so free of everything. If you're a real Christian, there's nothing that you can be worried about. That's the biggest change in my life. I don't have any worriness. I cannot be worried about anything. I don't have any anxious. It's so many black spots are light. They become bright for you. That so many questions, they have answers. What's the purpose of being on this earth? Why my life is like that? Why my parents are this? Why I am this color? Why I was born in this point of country? Everything has an answer then. You will find all the answer that God has given us, which is total truth. When you don't have Jesus, you can't forgive people, and this bitterness grows in you, and it's so hard. No, I don't want to forgive that person. He made my life miserable. But Jesus, the Lord, says, if you don't, how could Father forgive you? Oh no, I want Father forgive me. Out of obedience, when I did it, God gave me the strength and then filled the empty place with love. It's It's really beautiful. I find this amazing thing in this faith that if you could love everybody, I mean, people do bad to you, they are always hurting. If you look at them like they are bleeding because they have wounds, and you just treat them with love and forgive them and just be kind to them, that changed them. And also it's a beauty, it makes the whole society different, and it totally changed the life, totally changed your lifestyle, change your view of universe, everything makes sense. And for me, that is really great.